Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We are 2 weeks away from the 2025 NFL Draft, and we'll go around the NFL a little bit later on the show today. You can always tweet us your thoughts or call in 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I've got to read you, Stubb, before we get into the Richmond Commander, this tweet that I got from a Titans fan. All right, and he said he wants to call into the show, but he's busy with work today, but he wanted to tell me a Titans update. So we know the Titans have the number one pick in the upcoming NFL draft. He says, AWOD, you know the expression eat crow. If the Titans do not draft Cam Ward, I will eat a piece of actual crow. If we can't find some, that's how sure I am we are taking Cam Ward. He said, even if they trade the pick, I am eating crow. That's how confident I am. He even said, if they have crow jerky, wow, I will get some. He believes the Titans are all in on Cam Ward. And we talked about this a few weeks ago. It just makes sense when you look at their roster. There's no quarterback that most NFL fans would even know their last name. Like Tyler Blough, outside of Will Levis. They've just got an awful quarterback room right now. It feels like Cam Ward is the perfect fit for them. I'm just not sure he'll be able to have the best rookie year, given the fact that the Titans have so many other holes on the roster. I'd said this immediately when the offseason started. The best-case scenario, I think, for the Titans would be to find somebody that's willing to give them a loot, give them a whole bag for that pick at number one overall, because they need about 5 or 6 impactful players in this year's NFL draft. But it is time. It's 1 p.m., which means it's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So John Keim reported that the Commanders would like to find a dynamic running back capable of playing on every down. Brian Robinson Jr., is he capable of playing on every down? Austin Ekeler, is he capable of playing on every down? They added Debo Samuel. They still feel like there's a need at the running back position. Could that be an option at number 29 overall or in the second round? I opened the show by asking the question, 833-804-0910. Would you rather Washington draft a running back or a wide receiver in the first round if that's the two options? I would prefer a wide receiver. I think you're going to get more of an impactful player in the first round. I think that's more of a position of need right now. I'm excited for Debo Samuel. You re-signed Noah Brown. You brought in a retired Michael Gallup, Luke McCaffrey. There could be a lot more sex appeal at that wide receiver position here in Washington. Now, I would totally be so down with Travion Henderson or Omarion Hampton as well. When I did my own mock drafts yesterday with my buddy, we traded back every time. We traded back that 29th overall pick for like 34 and 56 or 36 and 57, and we were able to get Travion Henderson in the second round with that pick. I think he will be around the second round, still be available for Washington if that's the option that they choose to go with at running back. I would totally be okay with a Matthew Golden if that wide receiver out of Texas fell to them in the first round. Speaking of wide receivers for the Washington Commanders, Noah Brown was being interviewed and asked about his offense coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury. Let's take a listen.
Just putting me in a bunch of different positions, you know, trusting me to run the whole route tree, and also using my ability as a blocker as well. I feel like he did a very good job of balancing my role and making it hard for defenses to know exactly, you know, what I'm in the game for when I'm in certain spots. And I think he does a good job of that for everybody in the offense, and that's why we had some success.
Well said by Noah Brown. I really think the blocking downfield was a big part of why they moved on with the trade from Jahan Dotson and then found success with the Texans receiver who was cut, Noah Brown, because he can run the whole route package, because he was committed to blocking downfield. He even said in his introductory interview here in Washington, he would be willing to play special teams. He wanted to show the coaching staff he's willing to do anything and everything to get on the field to help that team win games. And I loved what Noah Brown did for Washington this past year, but I still think it's a position of upgrade. I mean, this is a guy that was cut by the Texans last year during training camp. He ends up in Washington, another man's trash, another man's treasure, and he had a great year, but I still think there's guys in this draft that would be more impactful this year than Noah Brown if Washington were able to draft them. Adam Peters talked to reporters, and remember, Adam Peters was brought in here to Washington to be a draft expert, all right? He has made some trades that we really like. He's made some great, really great free agent signings like Frankie Lufu, Bobby Wagner, Austin Ekeler, Zach Ertz. But really, it was to be a draft expert. And when you think about what he did last year, you know, Jaden Daniels was the obvious pick. There was no really diving into that. It was Jaden Daniels. It was obvious. If you couldn't get Caleb Williams, you were going to go Jaden Daniels. But how about the Johnny Newton pick? Mikey Sainristil still. That was a trade back in which you allowed your rival in the division to get Cooper DeJean. And yet, I still think every Commanders fan would say, I'd rather have Mikey Sainristil still than Cooper DeJean after what I saw from them their rookie seasons. And so you also traded back, acquired another pick. You were able to get Johnny Newton, Luke McCaffrey, Ben Sennett, some really impactful players. And next up is Adam Peters has to do it all again this year's draft. They have to find a way to bring in 3, 4, or even 5 impactful players. I think that's by trading back out of the first round and acquiring more picks. Let's take a listen to the Commanders general manager Adam Peters and his mindset heading into the 2025 NFL draft.
Yeah, I think you always want to go into a draft with that mindset, and you never really want to go into a draft saying, I need to draft this position or this player, because that's, you know, oftentimes that's when you make a mistake, when you reach for a guy, you talk yourself into a guy being better than he is just because you need it so bad. So we feel really good that we don't have to reach for a certain position or player. We can go in and, you know, pick the best guy that fits our team at any position, really.
That's so interesting, because I think most of the fan base would argue that they do need to reach for edge rusher. I was talking to some buddies. I'm not sure that's the case with Dan Quinn's changing the formation from a 4-3 to a 3-4. Maybe you could argue, all right, they need an edge rusher. They more need a second Frankie Luvu. With this change here, Luvu will be your more of an outside linebacker, rusher off the edge, blitzing linebacker. You need one of those guys on the opposite side. We also need another Bobby Wagner in the inside to replace him when he's gone. So as much as there is an emphasis on this team getting an edge rusher, I think you could argue outside linebacker is a position of need. And you just heard Adam Peters say, we're not going to reach just because we feel like we need that position. They're feeling pretty comfortable with the guys they currently have on the roster. And that's the most important thing. We talked to Logan Paulson when the draft ended, the former Commanders tight end that now hosts the Take a Man podcast on Odyssey. He said a good general manager's mindset will be in the offseason to fill out the roster with the NFL free agency and trades And then your roster is set, and you sprinkle in a few extra pieces from the draft, but you don't want to go into the draft needing to fill out your roster. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And we wanted to take this time right now, as we're gearing up for a sports weekend that's going to be filled with NHL hockey, NBA playoffs right around the corner. We're gearing up for the play-in tournament, so standings will be adjusted over the weekend. Got the Masters, sit back, relax, and let Jim Nantz take you through your weekend. So much going on in the sports world, and you could chime in, 833-804-0910. You could be the quarterback of this segment, 833-804-0910. Let's go out to the phone lines. We've got Kevin in Richmond on line one. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Awad, thanks for taking my call, buddy. Yeah, very exciting for the Commanders draft about, like 2 weeks away, and I can't stop thinking about it.
Well, our question of the day today on the Richmond Commander, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910, or tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio, at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. At 29 overall, all right, number 29 overall, if a top running back and a top wide receiver are still on the board, and I threw out the names of Marion Hampson or Matthew Golden, just to name a few, would you rather Washington take a running back or a wide receiver, if that's the two options that they like best at 29 overall?
Yeah, I'm going with running back. I think in my gut, just because, you know, we drafted Debo, we still got Terry. I think Noah Brown coming back, you know, from that injury, didn't even get to play at the end of the season, has a lot more to prove. You know, Luke McCaffrey, second year. You know, we just re-signed Wes Welker. Will that be something for him? I don't know. I just feel like the wide receivers have something to prove, and, like, I'm not really all in on B-Rob right now. I think he's a dude, but if we could draft a running back like a Marion Hampton fell to us at 29, I do think you run to the podium and don't even think about it. That would be amazing.
Kevin, I've been telling the audience how much I've been mocking it up every night, trying to figure out ways for Washington to trade back, because that's my hottest take, is I just don't think Commanders fans have any need to watch Thursday night. I almost guarantee you that Adam Peters will eventually work the phones and trade out of 29 overall. I think my goal is to acquire, like, picks 31 and 45 or 36 and 57, but to acquire multiple second-round picks for 29 overall. Would you like Washington to trade back?
Yeah, no, I would like them to trade back. And, you know, honestly, I mean, it is possible for them to trade back and still pick on Thursday night. You know, they could trade with, you know, the Bills or the Chiefs or even, again, the Eagles. I don't think it'll happen. If we do trade, we'll probably trade into the second round. And, yeah, I mean, I've heard, you know, people talking about it. I think in this draft, it's so weird. I kind of would rather draft, if we could, two times in the second round than once in the first. Just spread it over a little bit better.
Is there a player that you have your eyes on most for Washington that, like, this is the home run draft pick for them?
It's not a player. It's just a position. I just think if, like, anybody between James Pierce, Mike Green, or, like, the guy from Boston College, a name I can't really pronounce, I feel like if those three guys are available, I know Mike Green might not be a Commander. Got to do more, you know, digging on his, like, you know, life or who he is as a person. But I think if those three people, because just to me, I think edge is so important. I would be very, very happy if we landed with one of those guys.
Kevin, I appreciate you chiming in. Any other Commanders news you'd like to get to? Did you hear they did sign Josh Johnson? Gets a 1-year deal. QB3 now in Washington.
Yeah, it's crazy. Josh Johnson, he played, what, with us back in, like, 2018?
Yeah.
So, you know, is that's second to Tress Way. So we got another old head back in the building. Kind of feels good. I definitely never want to see him play a snap of football, but it feels good to have him back in the building.
Well, I appreciate you chiming in, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Sports Illustrated with a very interesting trade proposal this morning for the Washington Commanders. Headline: Commanders acquired Jets Breece Hall in blockbuster trade proposal. Stubb, your initial reaction to hearing Breece Hall. Now, the Bleacher Report writer Alex Kay suggests the Commanders could acquire Breece Hall in exchange for Luke McCaffrey and a fourth-round pick in this month's NFL draft. That's your guy, I feel like.
I love Breece Hall. He's so young and productive that a fourth, and I don't know why every single mock trade I've ever seen this season has Luke McCaffrey in it.
Yeah, I know.
Like every single one. Like, if you don't believe in him, the other teams don't either, guys. I don't know if they would do that for a fourth.
Well, that's my thing is I just don't believe any trade reports written by Bleacher Report.
Yeah,
I meant nothing against that network, but that's the Bleacher Report. If I see Bleacher Report, I think BS. It's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'd be down for it, but I don't believe it would happen.
I guess that seems too good. I wonder if there is a possibility that Washington makes a trade for a running back on draft night, for a running back that they draft, right? Maybe they try to move up to grab a guy or trade back to get a guy, or like we just mentioned there, maybe there's a guy on another team's roster that they're unhappy with, or they're unhappy with their production and their value that their team considers them to be at here. So, you know, Breece Hall would be fantastic. I don't see that as a possibility, but could Washington make a draft night trade for a running back? I think it could happen.
I think we've used too many draft capital to grab guys, and the only person I'd want to give another draft pick for is Trey Hendrickson.
I wonder if Ben Sennett is tradable. Because there have been reports that they are interested in drafting a dynamic tight end. Well, you just did last year, so why are these reports coming out that you do that again? You paid Ertz, you paid Sennett. Then there was a report they might be interested in trading for Mark Andrews. Like, that just doesn't make sense. There should be no talk about Washington having an interest in a tight end when you got three on the roster.
Yeah.
So I think that's interesting. But you're right. It feels like anytime there's a trade involving the Commanders, they throw out the name McCaffrey for the appeal of, ooh, that guy's Christian's brother. He's Ed McCaffrey's son. Maybe he can play the game. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, if you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We played a clip of Noah Brown earlier today. He is completely ready to go for the Commanders this upcoming season. We never really got that many details into the injury that forced him out of the season, just that it was something internal. So it's great news to hear that he will be ready to go for training camp and this upcoming season, because I think there are expectations for Noah Brown to do similarly to what he did this year. Run some really good routes, let McLaurin kind of create some space for you to get open with the way he runs his deep route. And Noah Brown did such a great job of also getting pass interference penalties on him, and I think that might have been his biggest impact this season, was outside of the Hail Mary catch, was a few of these big pass interference penalties that he helped Washington get. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, as Justin Rose is 9 under par here, 2 under today, as he is the leader in Georgia, Augusta for the Augusta National. The Masters, Bryson DeChambeau has moved into second right now, and we are waiting for Spieth to tee off here in his second round. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, one of the voices of Who's Talking you hear Mondays here on 910 AM, 105.1 FM. It's Who's Talking's host, Frank Maloney. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, it's all about the Masters today, isn't it, buddy?
Absolutely, and all weekend long. Do you have any Masters memories that stick in your mind from, you know, previous rounds or previous tournaments and an impact it's had on you?
Sure, I've been there twice.
Wow!
Actually spoke to Jack Nicklaus shortly after he made birdie on one of the holes on Amen Corner, and you know, he was walking up the hill, and back in those days there were no paths; there were just patrons on the hill, and everybody gets up out of the way, and he almost walked right into me, and I said, "Great putt, Jack," and he said, "Thank you," and I patted him on the back, and all the patrons around me were like just stunned, and you know, he smiled and everything, and somebody said, you're not supposed to do that. I said, "Well, how did I know? The guy walked almost right into me."
That's a funny story, Frank. So we've been talking about the spring football game for Virginia Tech, which will air on 910 The Fan tomorrow. But why don't you update us on the blue and white spring game for UVA?
Well, as always, there will be a spring game, and thank goodness they're still doing this. I don't know how much longer, because the fear of injuries seems to be getting greater and greater. But tomorrow, April the 12th, Fan Fest will begin at 9:30 a.m. in the East parking lot outside of Scott Stadium. Then the equipment sale begins for season ticket members. That's at 10:30. And, you know, they sell helmets and jerseys and all kinds of things. Then there's the Wahoo Walk, and that's from the Southeast Gate. That's at 10:45. At 11 o'clock a.m., the gates actually open, and the general public can walk into Scott Stadium and purchase the equipment that had already been purchased. Kickoff is set for 12:05 p.m., and I'm told, rain or shine, this game will happen.
All right.
So I know some people have been worried about weather concerns, but it's going to be warm. Just take a windbreaker or a hat. I do know that after the game, the players stay on the field and they autograph everything in sight. So if you like to interact with players and you want to see who's on the team now, and that's you're going to need it. You're going to need the new roster, which you can print off, the VirginiaSports.com website. But, it's going to be a big day. And it's very exciting. The game is being televised on the ACC network. But I can tell you this. The spring game is fun. And I've been there when 10,000 people were in the stands, and I've been there with 5,000. It doesn't really matter. They play 15-minute quarters. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, one thing to keep an eye on is the blue team's honorary captain is their good friend and contributor Billy McMullen. The white captain honorary is Chris Luzar, both of whom have been on Who's Talking, Billy many, many times. But I think it's pretty cool that they're doing that. And this coming Monday, we've got Bobby Call in studio calling in or commenting about the game. Then Paul Collins will call in later in the show, and we're going to have a lot of fun dissecting the spring game and talk about who showed the most and maybe who needs to get more reps,
Frank, let's check in on UVA's roster rebuild for Coach Ryan Odom and men's basketball.
Well, it seems like every day or two now they're adding someone. I saw that Malik Thomas is the latest scuttlebutt that he's coming, and they've been talking about him for 3 days on the internet. I don't know if he's committed. I have not seen that yet. I do like Sam Lewis. I like Ja'Kari White. Silas Barksdale was a good get. He's a high schooler. Chance Mallory is a high schooler.
Yep.
Barksdale and Mallory are both 4 stars. Those are good players. I know that Lark, the in-town kid that went to STAB and spent a year at Vanderbilt and redshirted last year, it's my understanding that he'll be back and he will probably be on scholarship. He's at least 6'11". I do like the fact that Elijah Gertrude is coming back from injury, and he should be finally getting healthy. And if we can keep him off the scooters and mopeds and things, maybe he can have a college and pro career.
Frank, I know you wanted to update us on some of the spring sports. UVA baseball rebounded with a win at the Diamond on Tuesday over VCU, and I believe it's a 3-game series with Pitt this weekend.
Yes, and Virginia needs to win 2 of 3, if not sweep, and it's at home. And they've got to stop fooling around. There's not much room for error now. They've got to start beating the people they're supposed to beat, and they need to beat them convincingly. I thought the 13-0 win against the Rams showed me that they are focusing in, and maybe some guys are getting healthy, and we'll see. I'm concerned Virginia doesn't have enough arms. It seems that Blanco, his arm is not 100% healed, and they needed him this year. The relievers have been hit or miss this year, and they've got to be much better coming down the stretch here. And I'm hopeful. I mean, Brian O'Connor is one of the all-time great guys, and
yep,
he's set all kinds of records for wins. I think he has 600 and some wins now, but he's got to take this 18-13 team, and they're 7-8 in conference, and he's got to get a win streak going, and they got to make it happen. I'm you know, baseball lasts forever. You know, it's hard to tell, are we in the middle third or, you know, the back, you know, where are we, back third? Here's Pitt is actually playing tonight at 6 o'clock at Davenport Field. Saturday they're playing at 4 o'clock. And I understand if you go to the spring football game, you'll get a free ticket to go see the baseball game, which starts at 4. Sunday, Virginia will play Pitt at 1 o'clock, and they need to win this series or better still, sweep. They play Liberty. They still have a series against Florida State. They have a series against Georgia Tech. They have a big series against Miami. And obviously the Hokies late in the year. And then they have the ACC tournament, and quite honestly, Virginia's got to play themselves into a much better position, and I'm hopeful.
Well, Frank, we always appreciate you taking the time to join us, man.
And listen, you've been fantastic to us, and I think you're doing a great job with your 12-3 show, and Lord knows a lot of people are commenting about how well you've done, and I think your interviews are terrific. And if we could just keep you away from the Redskins 24/7, we can just get a little bit of the other sports in there, that would be better.
Well, thank you so much, Frank. I appreciate the kind words. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. You could be the quarterback of this segment, 833-804-0910. We've taken the show on the road away from our normal Friday location of River City Roll. We are here at their sister restaurant today, Bar West, off of Grove Avenue. Love this place. Fantastic. Happy hour Tuesday to Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. with $5 rail liquor, $6 house wine, $2 off house cocktails, and more. And that includes BOGO, buy one, get one half off all day apps. Tuesday to Sunday, happy hour here at Bar West. And Stubbs running the ones and twos. And Stubb knows that Michael Phillips and I had a once-in-a-lifetime experience in Las Vegas during last year's Super Bowl Radio Row when Michael purchased tickets for myself and him and Grant Paulson to go to the Sphere and see U2. And it is one of the only things I've ever experienced that was better than the hype. And the hype is real. And people have been talking about the Sphere nonstop since it opened. And that talk has kind of died down. But I can tell you it was an unbelievable experience. One I'd love to do again. And the lead story here on Netflix today is that you might have the opportunity to go to see the Sphere. But not just to see a musical act. Maybe a classic movie. It's time for Netflix on The Fan.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
Stubb, have you heard about this story at all that I am referencing with The Sphere?
No, I'm not hip to this at all. I'm excited to learn.
So I think this is pretty cool. So Google has stepped up to bring the first feature film into the Sphere in Las Vegas with the help of generative AI. Google is working to take the original and make it work on the Sphere. So how does that work? Well, this movie was shot in Technicolor, premiered in a 1.371 screen ratio. All right, the Sphere, after this movie appeared on a 65-foot by 30-foot screen, well, the Sphere is 160 times larger. It uses 64,000 LED titles, 16K by 16K LED resolution. So Google is currently going frame by frame right now to create an ultra-high-definition imagery. Sphere Entertainment CEO James Dolan admits the undertaking of this project is clearly a leap of faith that Google can pull it off. They're trying to accomplish making the 1939 classic The Wizard of Oz pop on the massive screen at the Sphere. And I think that's awesome, Stubb. I think that's so cool. I know that there was talk about them trying to do a movie, and there are probably some better movies to pick, but you know, you got the hype of Wicked being out right now and Wicked 2, I guess, next year. And that's one of those movies where you could, I feel like you could turn on The Wizard of Oz at any point and enjoy it.
Yeah.
From start to finish.
You know, it's a classic for a reason. It's just a
it's one of the
jolly good time.
Best classic movies of all time. There's so many iconic scenes. The imagery is fantastic. The yellow brick road. Imagine that on a screen that's 160 times larger than normal movie screens. Literally 64,000 LED tiles. I think that would be so cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly that film was never made or in any way crafted to be seen in this way. So I guess it
right.
remains to be seen how well it translates to a completely different experience.
Yeah. I wonder what's the next few steps for the Sphere here. All right, so they did musical acts. Next is they're trying to, you know, create take a classic movie, blow it up on that screen. I want live sporting events on that screen. I want to watch the NBA Finals, the NCAA Championship game, the College Football Championship game, and maybe even the Super Bowl at the Sphere. That would be so cool. Because the thing about it is, there's really no bad seat. In fact, I think Michael and I both argued that the one bad seat in the Sphere is actually the VIP seating, because you're in a box, and so you can't kind of look above you. You can't get the full kind of 360 degree view as you can when you're in the upper decks or when you're down low. But the Sphere, it's real. The hype is real. Absolutely check it out if you can get out to Vegas. Anything you wanted to bring up on Netflix today, Stubb?
Let's see what I grabbed here. Oh, my story's refreshed. I do wanted a quick ask before we move on this. There's no motion sickness?
From the Sphere?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I didn't think so.
Okay.
The seats don't move at all. They do, like, they do kind of, like, blow something around your butt when there's bass. Like, there's some kind of,
there's,
it was
like
crazy.
Some vibrations?
Like, well, dude, when U2 was balling out and they were, you know, doing their most famous song, Vertigo, I wasn't getting vertigo, but I was feeling something
okay.
around my
all
waist
right.
that was
all
very
right.
weird.
Interesting.
It was cool.
Good to know.
I enjoyed it. New episode of Survivor this week was awesome, and I'm excited to watch the latest episode of The Studio. Again, people need to check this out. You got to give it a try. It is Seth Rogen, and it's really well done. It's really well done, and I think a lot of people are starting to catch on. See, episode 2 was just like a masterpiece. It was so good. Do you have any interest, Stubb, or are you just...
Yeah,
I
plan
movies,
on checking it out
TV shows.
When I have a moment. I did want to bring up that the Oscars in 2027 for the 100th Oscars will finally introduce the stunts category.
Do you remember this being a big... Yeah, I guess Fall Guy did its
job,
right?
If you remember that being a big talking point when the Fall Guy was out. And it's totally a deserved category. A lot of people put so much work into it. It's a very cool, very important, long-standing thing in Hollywood. And I'm glad
that I'll give you $10 if you can name a stuntman right now.
I mean, David Leitch, he's a director now, but he used to be a stunt coordinator and do stunts.
The judges say you do not get awarded $10 with that answer.
That is an answer.
He's not a current stuntman, though.
You did not say current.
Turned into a director.
You did not say current.
Can you name a current stuntman?
Can I name a current stuntman?
$20.
No, but I'd like my $10.
I'm still trying to figure out why people are going to the Minecraft movie and shouting chicken jockey, and it's a story that, you know, keeps going and going and going.
Someone brought a live chicken.
The director is now... Yeah, and the director is now thanking the kids because Chicken Jockey, I guess, has given this movie another life.
Yeah, I mean, it's making him a lot of money.
lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it. No one cheered in my audience. Admittedly, there were like 10 other people there, but there was no
I'm
loud
just
applause.
To think, I don't know if I've ever heard of a movie where people are like throwing drinks and popcorn and standing up and screaming. Things like this.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a new...
Gen Z's losing their mind over this movie.
I think we're going to alpha with this one. I think it's skewing even... Gen alpha. Like, we're going down to the...
What is Gen alpha?
I can find the exact age range real quick, but I think it's...
But what would be your guess?
Babies doing that. So it's 2010 and on. So we're talking like the 15 and youngers. I think that's who's doing this.
Who's letting these kids go to the movies without their parents? My goodness. That's crazy.
I don't know.
All right. So I watched a movie last night I can give you a rating for. It is called Mickey 17. Bong Joon-ho is the director of Parasite, and I think that is a freaking masterpiece. It's perfectly crafted, an amazing start, a fantastic finish, every little detail of the plot. I just think it's I am obsessed with the movie Parasite. So that's why I was willing to pay for Mickey 17. I heard some decent hype. I love Robert Pattinson. I wish I could give it a better rating. It is a clunker. It is a very interesting sci-fi thriller, and it makes you think. I've been texting my buddy who I watched with all day about, I'm still thinking about how they have the technology to 3D print human bodies in the movie, and then they just plug in this little computer to your brain, and it just gives you back your memories of, so you could basically die and then die and die and keep living forever because they just reprint your body, and that's kind of how there's Mickey 1, 2, 3 all the way to 17 that sets the, you know, the narrative for the movie there. So that part of it's really interesting. They leave Earth and they go to a different planet. It's kind of interesting, but it's just, parts of it are awful. The character that Mark Ruffalo plays is just a stupid, like, dumb version of Donald Trump or something. I don't know what they're thinking with that. He's like the only star in it outside of Pattinson, and yet he's the worst part of the movie, in my mind. There's a decent love story to it, but it gets like a weird twist in it. I think my final rating is 2 out of 5. Mickey 17, not worth the money. If I paid about $17 to watch it, I'd like it all back.
You like it all back?
Yeah. Yeah, I really would. Unfortunately, I really thought it was going to be good. Can I squeeze this in lastly? I know we're behind, but Owen Wilson's got a golf comedy series. It's called Stick, and it will be coming to Apple TV+. Owen Wilson... Hey, guys, it's Owen Wilson. We'll be playing a former golfer whose life has gone off the rails until he takes on mentoring a teen golf prodigy. In the teaser, Wilson is hard at work selling golf clubs, owning for a customer to hit back with, "My wife says I'm too chunky to play." And so this will be coming out July 23rd to Apple TV+. I am all in on Apple TV Plus right now. Obviously, Ted Lasso, it was announced there would be a season 4. I am currently watching their new show, The Studio, and I finished season 2 of Severance, which I do think is the best TV show that is currently out right now. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, you're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.